This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The nuclear disaster in Japan last March shook confidence in nuclear power around the world. The Japanese government has canceled plans to build several new plants, and Germany promises to phase out nuclear power altogether. In the U.S., the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is taking a close look at how safe American reactors are in light of the accident. The commission says there is no imminent danger. But, as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the commission's staff say the rules that safeguard those reactors need some serious repair.
The Fukushima accident damaged or destroyed four reactors and spread radiation for miles around the plant. Shortly afterwards, a task force of engineers at the Nuclear Commission got their marching orders. You have 90 days to figure out how to keep this from happening in the U.S. That job is done. And the task force concludes that the government needs to redefine what a safe nuclear plant looks like and then make it happen. NRC Chairman Gregory Yatsko says, in particular, U.S. plants need to be better prepared for what doomed the Japanese plants, the sudden and continuous loss of electric power for cooling pumps and equipment.
We want to be able to manage a situation in which you lose all electric power. And to maintain safety systems and instrumentation and control systems for a much longer period of time than our plants are generally designed for right now.
Now, it was a freakishly huge earthquake followed by a tsunami 45 feet high that started the accident in Japan. That's not likely in the U.S. But today, at a hearing before the full Nuclear Commission, Task Force leader Charles Miller said that doesn't really matter.
There's other ways that flooding can occur, and you want to make sure, regardless of the way that the water gets in there, it's going to cause the same effect if your equipment's not protected against it.
Miller listed 12 ways to make American plants safer. They range from more flood, fire, and earthquake protection to better training of operators. They also want more power and cooling backup to keep used fuel submerged in water during an accident. In addition, Miller called existing safety regulations, quote, a patchwork. These rules accumulated over decades, partly in response to failures, like the accident at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania in 1979. Tony Petrangelo, vice president of the industry's Nuclear Energy Institute, rejects the word patchwork. He says reactor safety improved as experience with reactor technology grew. As for the new safety rules recommended by the task force, he says they're premature.
What impressed me about the report is the lack of information that the agency had from Fukushima itself. In fact, the report cites that they had either incomplete, unreliable, or no information on some of the events there.
Petrangelo says the industry is already weighing how to deal with Fukushima-style problems, like the loss of electricity. He says the wake-up call came well before the tsunami. It was on 9/11. When the threat of an airborne attack on a nuclear plant suddenly didn't seem unreal. A critic of the nuclear industry, Christopher Payne, with the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council, says the recommendations are a good start, but long overdue.
On the whole, you know, nuclear power kind of faded into the background for two decades. And one of the things that everybody was doing was sort of taking the safety of the current plants more or less for granted.
Adding new safety rules for reactors and used fuel pools will cost money. Economist Kevin Book with Clearview Energy Partners says investors already are leery of the risk of backing construction of new power plants.
New nuclear power is an incredibly expensive bet, and new nuclear power right now hinges entirely on clear solutions to these expensive long-term storage and design questions.
The NRC promised to put the most urgent recommendations into play within months and decide on further improvements within 5 years. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.